Go ahead and get started. Charlie, thanks for coming over. These are fairly easy ones to get through, so.
I don't know. I think we've just got big problems.
We'll start with your revenue projections on page 136. Anything anybody wants to add to that?
Looks fairly consistent to me.
And then move to expenditures on page 138. If there's anything you want to point out to us, just feel free to speak up.
Okay. The biggest thing really to point out would be the line item for the Toledo Juvenile Home. We are over budget in that area. And to prepare for next year is really a roll of the dice. As you know, they announced to close the juvenile home effective January 16th. Our last quarterly bills that came in, our per diem, daily per diem rate had raised from $350 to $550, and the Story County pays half of that amount.
Right.
Moving forward, obviously, there's a pending lawsuit. Legislature is not in session. It's really an unknown. So I did put $30,000 in that line item for FY15, but to be honest with you, I don't know what's going to happen with that.
How secure do you feel on upping it to $70,000 for this year? Is that a guess as well, or do we think that's where we're going to end up
for
FY14?
For FY14, we had two clients in there. DHS had one, and they moved December 16th. We had one client that we moved out today. But you don't pay for delinquency, girls. So after the 16th, we shouldn't have any more bills coming in. What I don't know is they base that per diem on they could hold 57 clients. As those clients declined, what is the per diem rate? I have not been able to find out how many kids we had in there at the time our Story County client left to figure out what that bill is going to look like.
And we, Tom and Shirley and I have already had the discussion. It is going to require a budget amendment for
sure
this
is.
Year.
It
looks to me like I don't know how we're going to get around that. But as you all know, that this is a situation where we put in an amount and then we look at it and say it was or wasn't enough and
pay what you have to pay.
Is what it is. That's right. There are some years that it's going to be $10,000 or less, and some years it's going to hit us like this.
It is.
Yeah,
amazing.
I mean, you look at 12 and 11, we were at 13,000 and 5,000 or 6,000, so we got lucky.
And they're not in Toledo. They'll be somewhere else.
Correct. Not necessarily county funding.
Not necessarily.
But certainly could be if it's in a shelter placement. But there is going to be some cost to the county. Could be detention, which is going to come directly back to the county. So we're going to see some costs potentially from that particular population.
But 30 for FY15 is our best guess. That's the best we can do at this point.
Yeah, I tried to really look at past usage and then the unknown and that we're not having a big hole, but yet we're prepared in case there's something.
I do want to look at the code section the payment of this, because the code section is very specific that the Toledo Juvenile Home itself can be paid out of the supplemental fund, but it does not talk about other services.
Okay.
So I need to look at that again and just see if there's any wiggle room at all there as far as where can we pay for this from.
Well, and if you would, if I could ask, just please include Jessica just because we need her up to speed on
definitely.
Yeah,
all of that. Yeah, no doubt.
And if there's anything we can do, Lisa, be sure and let us know.
Because, guaranteed the code section will change in 10 years when the juvenile has been down for 10 years.
I think we really need a juvenile home for delinquent girls, no problem. So I really believe that we are going to see something, but if there are not any China girls placed there, that's the expense that the Story County is seeing. So it really is just kind of a discussion that's unknown. So I'm sorry I can't give you more guidance, but it really is a crapshoot.
Yeah, I didn't know if you were going to have any insights since so much of this overlaps, and so.
Well, I was just going to say when Darren gets here, I know that we have placed girls. We took some out of Toledo, and we've placed kids in other areas. And I know that he can help you figure out how much of it would be county if the county covers a piece of it or not. I know we can help you guys figure out those numbers.
Well, and then the other part is whether we can use supplemental. Since it is specifically for Toledo, we can use supplemental. That just gives us a little more flexibility on how we do things. Next question I had is, just take me through the employment assistance.
Okay.
Up in that, does that mean we're going to be able to serve more?
Serve more kids.
And so we were maxing out every year that with what we do with this.
Yes, we have. Okay. And they have served more. I can't give you the exact number off the top of my head, but they have seen an increase in clients that they are serving through that fund.
That would probably be, it would be the same for all your, the increases as we go down through there. It's more.
Correct. And the mandated services would be the Toledo Juvenile Home, the shelters, and we've had the agreement for years with Youth and Shelter Services that you're supplying that, you know, flat fee. We did have some concerns that there were being a majority of out-of-county residents being served, and some of our residents were going to other counties. That's been addressed, and we are seeing more Story County clients. I'm meeting with Youth and Shelter Services on a quarterly basis. They're sending me weekly status our census reports, and then I also get a report regarding our Story County non-system involved clients that are being served. So really feel like we're staying on top of that, and that Story County residents.
And we appreciate you digging into that. I know it was an issue that we got concerned about, but I think YSS and you staying on top of it has really been helpful. So thank you.
Welcome. Mm-hmm. And then the third mandated service would be the detention costs. And so those are clients that are court ordered to detention. And one of the increases that we're seeing there is medical expenses, because Title 19 is not available when they're in there. And so that line item is hard to predict. The other line items really are services that you've been very gracious to supply to Story County residents, and has reduced, you know, I certainly believe, referrals to our office, and has served those families in need that don't have to be then system involved either with DHS or with JCS. There are seeing an increase in requests for services. You also supply monetary support for the outreach center in Nevada, and Youth and Shelter Services is the only one that has more of that rural site, and so it is that, you know, Nevada and on east, and they have seen a growing number of requests for services within that facility too.
The protective living line item, Shirley, can you give me a idea, where do you think we're going to end this year? I want to reestimate that if I can. And you know, we've only spent 30% of the budget. I don't know what you know of out there.
One of my concerns is with the closing of the Iowa Juvenile Home, that some of the population, the specifically the China girls that had been served, had not been successful in prior placements and had been at Iowa Juvenile Home. Now we're going to put them in a less restrictive placement. I'm concerned that we're going to see probably some delinquency charges come as a result of that. Then they come kind of under our door, and a lot of times then we're going to be looking at detention or shelters temporarily. So there again, it's an unknown, and I see we're at about 31% right now. The other part of that, I'm assuming medical costs are going to increase. And when I look at sometimes some of those bills for one client can be anywhere from $1,500, you know, to $3,000, depending on length of stay. So again, that's what my thought process was that went into it. But it's a line item that's extremely hard to predict.
Record, can you explain or detail China, the acronym, just
yes,
because this is, you know, going out for public.
Thank you. It's Child in Need of Assistance. Thank you. We get into those acronyms and it's like, what is that?
Learned that over time, not to ask, but you're right.
I think of them as PINs. Persons in Need of Supervision is how it was, you know.
Anything else? Rick, any questions on any?
I mean, these are dollars that have a direct impact, and it's money. One of those areas that if we spend a little more up front, it takes care of us spending more on the back end when there's problems. And I'm just so appreciative of the way you guys go about your business and the way you utilize your funding. I think we're in a position where, you know, a total request up 3.5% is a reasonable request for us here in Story County, and we're appreciative of what you do with that money.
Well, thank you, and I really want to thank you for your support. I work in several counties, and it is very great to see the support that you have for the citizens of the county, and I appreciate all you do.
Anything else?
No, I was just trying to be mean, but I couldn't come up with something to say. I just couldn't do it.
Okay. Well, Shirley, thanks for coming over.
Welcome.
Which would have taken longer.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Can you please keep Lisa well informed on where we are on the Protect Services? I know that we can see big bills come in a short time, but just as Lisa tries to figure out exactly where we're going to end the year, any projections that you can give it's $110,000 that we've got in there right now. Any projections that you can give that might help us with that number? Because it can be that's going to help us with our budget amendment as well. Because we know we've got the extra 40 up above. Maybe there's going to be a little of it that can come out of there to roll up. Is that what you're seeing, Lisa?
Yep. So. We'll continue to talk.
Yeah, and I will send out an official budget amendment request later in the year. I've already got you guys noted as don't forget to do that one.
Okay.
Even though.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You. Yeah.